Nolte, CNN's Chris Cuomo defends left-wing terrorist group Antifa as good cause. By John Nolte on April 30, 2019. CNN's Chris Cuomo once again defended the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, this time declaring them a good cause. The far-left Cuomo's abiding affection for these black-clad, fully masked terrorists and the violence they commit, not just against neo-Nazis, but police officers, journalists, and everyday citizens, reveals a lot about the dangerous radicalism of the basement-rated CNN. Late last year, Cuomo openly embraced political violence against the right with a fascist rant defending Antifa's brutality and bloodshed. "It's not about being right in the eyes of the law," Cuomo said in defense of Antifa, "but you also have to know what's right and wrong in a moral, in a good and evil sense. That's why people who show up to fight against bigots are not to be judged the same as the bigots, even if they do resort to the same kinds of petty violence," he added. Fight. What you have there is a CNN anchor justifying violence against bigotry in a world where his fake news network is defining Christians as bigots for opposing gay marriage, Republicans as bigots for not voting for Barack Obama, and 16-year-old boys as bigots for wearing Make America Great Again hats. In other words, Cuomo and CNN are justifying violence against all of us, everyone to the right of Bernie Sanders. Cuomo once compared these Antifa terrorists, these modern-day brown shirts who attack police officers and regularly assault journalists, to the American servicemen who stormed the beaches at Normandy. "That's not a joke. It's right here." But they fight bigotry, Cuomo argues, which is like arguing we need to remember Mussolini kept the trains running on time, Hitler built the Autobahn, Mao fought for equality, and Stalin threw good dinner parties. Now listen to Cuomo attempt to justify mob violence if it's in service to a good cause. "You can talk about Antifa, I've watched them in streets protesting in different situations, okay?" Cuomo argued. "There are certainly aspects of them that are true to a cause. That is a good cause, they want social justice, they want whatever they want in that context. Sorry, decent people do not split hairs to excuse, champion, and encourage evil. Decent people remember that every one of history's monsters, from Hitler to Lenin to Castro to Pol Pot, believed they were fighting a good cause. Some even believed they were fighting against bigotry and for social justice. So let's use this opportunity to examine Cuomo's definition of social justice. Some of you might remember that Fredo's twisted idea of social justice is to expose young girls to a penis without their consent. Cuomo's guest Steve Cortes tried reasoning with him. "Chris, Antifa is not a good cause," he said. "Antifa does not have good aims. Antifa wants power, wants political power, taken through force. That's what Antifa is all about." But Cuomo already knows this. Fredo's watched Antifa assault police officers, assault journalists, terrorize Tucker Carlson's wife, assault everyday people simply enjoying their right to assemble. And like the Southern Democrats of old, he's watched Antifa bully a black woman out of a restaurant. Forget all that, though, and ask yourself, on what planet does a decent person even attempt to defend a gang of thugs who dress all in black, wear masks, and brandish weapons? Well, that planet is called CNN. You see, Antifa is okay with CNN because Antifa are their brown shirts. They're terrorists, they're violent gang of thugs taking it to wee Trumpdards who dare to point and laugh at CNN, who dare not recognize CNN's authority and wisdom. Here's some truth. CNN thrills over the petty ultraviolence Antifa unleashes against the political right. In the sick and sinister minds that run that hate network, Trump supporters got it coming, which is why, and this is important, Cuomo and his far-left confederates regularly encourage these terrorists. That's what's really going on here. Cuomo's not just splitting the Hitler and the Autobahn hair to keep the debunked Charlottesville hoax alive. He is using every opportunity to fire off a dog whistle, to give his brown shirts a wink of encouragement and a nod of approval. CNN's association with, encouragement of, and affection for political violence has been well documented over the years, and as we get closer to the 2020 presidential election, it is only going to get worse. Much worse. All Cuomo is doing here is prepping a battlefield CNN wants to see bloodied. P.S. 89 million who do not watch CNN are subsidizing this hate. Are you one of them? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.